Tech Webcast is sponsored by Ventura Web Development and Promotion, passionately helping small business succeed online. Is your website in need of an upgrade? Do you need help with social media and the promotion of your business? Ventura can help develop and implement a strategy that is best suited to your business. Promotional packages are also available. So contact Ventura today for your free quote. And we thank Ventura for supporting Tech Webcast. Vinyl is back, baby. And if you don't want to miss the boat on all things vinyl, then you should jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL, Still Spinning on YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So, Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com/stillspinning3, that's the number 3, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter. And we thank Kevin and Still Spinning for supporting Tech Webcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tech Webcast. Please like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. Thank you.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10. Tech Webcast. 9.
Tech Webcast.
7.
Tech Webcast.
6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. 0.
A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast Podcast, episode 448, recorded on the 21st of October 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 noon Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. You can also support us at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your hosts for today are Brad, Jacob and myself, Daryl, and our very special guest is Andy from Andy's Vinyl Den. Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Daryl. How are you?
I'm good, 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 good. On a nice sunny day here in downtown Mansfield. Yes, very good.
How's your week been, mate?
Busy but good. We as I was saying to you off air, our musical that I'm in opens tonight, so we've been last rehearsals and ticketing and various things for Jekyll and Hyde, so we're on stage at 8 o'clock tonight for opening night, so I think we've got a good-sized audience coming in so far from the ticketing that I've seen, and just really excited about that.
Awesome, mate. We got Jacob back on. Welcome back, Jacob.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
How's your week been?
It's been good. It's just I just had my internet provider had to come in here and reboot my router and all flush it and all that stuff. And it should be running tip top shape now.
You've had an internet spring clean, Jacob.
Yeah. What they did is they actually came here and hit the little reset button on my router and
why it went.
It wiped everything out of the router. and it's all set back to default.
Ah, okay. So it's cleaned it all up for you. So have you noticed any increased speed? Is it feeling better, the usage now?
Yeah. Even the TVs are running a little bit better. Before there was a lot, you know, how you watch analog TV and you move the antenna,
yep.
It gets a little staticky.
Yep.
But now, I think whatever they did is they, whatever that was causing, it caused a lot of other issues, but hopefully all of my issues were gone.
Cool.
We got Andy on from Andy's Vinyl Den. Welcome, Andy.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be on the show.
Good to have you on the podcast, mate. How's your week been?
Pretty good. Pretty hectic, but aside from that, it's the weekend, and I get a chance to chill out and relax a little bit.
There you go, mate. There you go. Awesome. Do you want to mention anything, Daryl or Jacob, before we get into the guests?
We've got a couple of sponsors.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
One is Cheaper Tech, and the other is Saba. I think I pronounced that right, Saba TV. So we want to thank both of those for sponsoring Tech Webcast. It all helps. Every little bit helps in producing the podcast.
Yes, indeed. And also the Patreon too, .com/ Tech Webcast. And a big shout out to everyone who signed up so far. They're awesome.
It's great. And it's been interesting on a side issue with Patreon that I don't know, you know, if you watch many, you know, YouTube videos, particularly if you like watching some of the gaming videos, you know, people that play games and record to YouTube, they're trying to make a living. A lot of them now are moving to Patreon as their funding model because of Google's change to the way they deliver ads, and they call it the ad apocalypse at the moment. A lot of the big gaming YouTube channels are finding it hard to make a dollar out of ads from YouTube. And so they're moving towards things like Patreon because they get a better chance. And so, yeah, support us at patreon.com/techwebcast.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for that, Daryl. Jake, want to mention anything before we get into the guest?
Let's just get right into it.
All right, okay. Andy, welcome to the podcast, mate. Good to have you on the show.
Good to be here.
Andy's Vinyl Den, I'm guessing that's something to do with vinyl records and collecting records and talking about records and...
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. I try to make 2 to 3 videos a week and just talk about things I enjoy, try to introduce people to things they may not have heard before.
Yeah, so. Definitely. Definitely. That's what I've come across. A lot of vinyl, a lot of VC videos that I've seen and found new records to buy and music. It's awesome. So how long have you been doing it for? When did you start the channel up?
I've been watching vinyl community videos for about 2 years, but I started my channel up just over a year ago. Okay. I think in September actually was my 1 year anniversary of making videos.
Awesome. Jacob, any questions for Andy?
What was your latest find and your best find and your worst find for vinyl?
You're gonna make me think. let's see. I've got a music review coming up tomorrow for an album that I never really listened to. It's by Dire Straits. And, I'm in my late 40s. So when they were in their heyday during the 80s, the Brothers in Arms album with all that string of hits that were on MTV, I didn't care for that particular genre of music at the time, the new wave pop kind of stuff, but having gone back into their catalog a little further, their 3 or 4 albums leading up to that album are all really good and not even in that pop range. It's more just real jammy, groovy, bluesy stuff. So I'd say Dire Straits making movies. I've been spinning that for 2 weeks now straight, and I can't get enough of it.
How about the album Brothers in Arms?
Well, I'm like I said, that's the one I'm not real crazy about. That's the one that had all the hits. Because, you know, I've heard all those songs so many times on the radio that, you know, it's like beating a dead horse. At first it was good, but then you hear it so much that you just kind of get numb to it and lose interest.
Interesting.
So I can remember that because I remember when they did their first world tour and they came out to Australia, I saw them in, well, I think it was the Brothers in Arms tour, and I saw them in Melbourne. I think it was the old Sports and Entertainment Centre or whatever it was, but I think it must have been the early 80s. And yes, but it's a lot of those artists, sometimes their lesser known works can sometimes be actually more interesting than the stuff that made them famous.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because their first album, you know, had the song Sultans of Swing, and that, you know, that's an epic song as far as the guitar work and the way that it flows, and it's just a well-written song all the way around.
How about some Moody Blues?
Oh, I'm a big fan of the Moody Blues. I have the bulk of their catalog on vinyl. As far as a favorite album, it would be hard to pick one. Because, you know, their albums, they've got like 2 to 3 really good songs, and the rest of them are kind of so-so. But I'm a fan. So.
And another one about Depeche Mode.
I enjoy Depeche Mode. Songs of Faith and Devotion, that's probably my favorite album of theirs. My wife and I, we really enjoy listening to that one together. And see, that's the thing. Her musical taste and mine are kind of at opposite ends, where, you know, she likes particular genres that I don't. But as of late, you know, I've been giving her music a chance. She's been giving mine a chance. And we've really found, you know, some common ground that we enjoy. Depeche Mode is one of those bands.
Okay. Anything else you have to add, Brad?
Yeah, Daryl? Yeah, I do. So, Andy, what made you get into doing this sort of, getting into doing vinyl record videos and that sort of stuff?
Well, like I said, you know, I was watching the videos for quite some time. I didn't realize there was a community of people making videos about vinyl on the internet. You know, I'd just been a record collector, and I came across a few channels, and I was like, oh, I didn't know there were. So I got involved in it, and I started commenting on videos, and a guy by the name of Randy, who has a channel called Deadwax 66, he ran a contest, and it was kind of like a Gimme 10 Desert Island albums, you know, that if you were stranded on a desert island that you would take with you. And I thought, well, that's an interesting contest. So I went ahead, and that was my first video where I did that. And I got a lot of really positive response from folks, and that just really encouraged me to make more videos. So after that, it was pretty cut and dry as far as being really involved in the vinyl community.
Awesome, mate. And what about you? What sort of record player and speakers and that sort of equipment do you use when you're listening to vinyl?
I've got the Audio-Technica, the upgrade model. I'm not sure of the numbers. I don't keep up with that. But I've got the Audio-Technica, and it's run through a Philips home theater system with Bose speakers.
Oh, nice!
It's the 1970. I think it's the number 910 speakers. It's got a real full, rich sound, and it just, yeah, the vinyl just really sounds great through those.
Awesome, mate. Awesome. So you go to a lot of charity shops to buy vinyl? Is that where you get your vinyl from, or you buy it online as well? Or?
Just a mixture. I hit up several flea markets and, like you say, charity shops, Discogs, eBay, Amazon, just anywhere I can come across a record, you know, if I can find a box to dig through, I'll dig to the bottom. So,
okay, and Andy, what would you be doing if you weren't into vinyl? Will you be streaming music? Do you stream music, or is it just mainly vinyl you buy and CDs and cassettes?
Mainly vinyl and CDs. When I was young, I collected vinyl, but I didn't consider it collecting. I just considered it buying records. And then CDs became popular, so I switched over to that. And then here within the past 3 years, I guess, I've got, you know, picked up a real interest in, you know, the big comeback of vinyl. So
yeah,
pretty much everything I buy now is on vinyl, with the exception of maybe compilations or things that I can get CD wise that I can listen to, you know, when I'm going to and from work. So
awesome. So do you think CDs are coming back, or are they phasing out, or what do you think about CDs?
I really don't think they'll phase out. I think that's kind of like, it's a common medium for the people that don't want to get into the downloadable stuff,
yeah, or true.
The, you know, the MP3s, because a lot, like myself, a lot of people really enjoy something physical,
that's
something you can hold and look at and read, you know, while you listen to it.
I agree. I agree
100%. Yeah, something that has somewhat nice art and stuff like that might be really.
Yeah, well, I sent Jacob a Tom Petty CD. It took about a week. And that's a great, what was the name of the album, Jacob?
Greatest Hits.
And he could not buy that anywhere.
Really?
Over in the US, not even on Amazon. So I went to...
Three week wait.
So I went to JB Hi-Fi, and I actually picked up the copy for about $10. And and the postage was like $10, so all up to like $20. And it took about six days to get there.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, anytime a celebrity passes away, there's a huge cry for, you know, their product.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Because I remember, you know, when Chris Cornell of Soundgarden passed away, I went on Amazon just out of curiosity, and you couldn't buy anything of theirs. Wow. Everything was out of stock. It was like just a flood of people bought everything up.
Hey Daryl, did I share that story to you the other day about the CD? There's a CD story on ABC News.
I saw something about how CD, and then there was an article, someone writing that CDs will give up your CDs or something like that. I saw like the heading for that, and I was quite curious as to, I didn't get a chance to read the whole article, but I was just curious as to why someone would say give them up. You know, to each their own. I mean, you know, if people want to listen to CDs, that's great. As far as
as
I'm concerned, I don't know what the philosophy was behind saying, give it up. But there are times like with when you don't, you know, you haven't got the ability to stream, your internet might be down or something like that, and you can, you know, jump online and you can actually, you know, get your CD out, put it in the CD player and play it. You don't require internet access. So it's always handy to have that backup, not just rely on being able to stream music.
Yeah, exactly. So Andy, do you own many Australian bands on vinyl? Do you ever come across any Australian bands that you've got into at all?
Men at Work.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome.
Let's see. I do have a few. I believe they're Australian. King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard.
Yeah, that's them.
Or
yep.
What have you.
Yeah, I know them. Yep.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of those guys.
Nice.
How about Silverchair?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I had Frog Stomp and like those first two or three as soon as they came out on CD back in the day, I grabbed those up.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Silverchair and a lot of great Australian bands out here and also in America. You know, who's your favorite sort of grunge sort of band, Andy, in America? Like Fugazi, Tool sort of bands? Primus?
Well, now, you say, did you say grunge or?
Yeah, grunge. Grunge, sort of like Primus, well, them sort of bands, Primus.
Well, I don't consider Primus grunge. They're more like a alternative, I guess.
Alternative.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Primus.
Yeah.
Soundgarden. That's probably my favorite. Out of the whole Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Mudhoney, all those Seattle. Oh, and Queensryche. You know, they're a Seattle band.
Yep.
They're not grunge, but you know they're from that scene. But yeah, Queensryche and Soundgarden probably be my favorites.
Awesome band, Soundgarden. And what about you, Jacob?
I have one more to ask. How about Slayer?
You didn't say Slayer correctly. You're supposed to scream Slayer. So. Now it's nighttime where I'm at. I know it's a little afternoon where you're at, so I can't scream.
Actually,
Slayer,
for me,
I have kids in the bed right now, so
yeah.
I don't want to wake anyone up. I'm a fan of Slayer.
I'm actually in Florida. I'm in the same boat. It's nighttime for me.
Yeah,
it's 9:30 at night for me.
Yeah. As far as Slayer goes, Seasons in the Abyss is probably my favorite album of theirs. A lot of people will go with the earlier stuff, but to me, you know, their first couple albums, they were more punk, I think. I mean, I know they're metal, but the songs they're fast and they're short. But I think they came into their own with Seasons in the Abyss, just like Metallica did, you know, when they, you know, after their first three or four albums until they hit And Justice for All, you know, there's a growing stage for them, I guess.
And another band that Bam Margera got me into, Gwar.
Oh, I love Gwar. I do not own anything of theirs on vinyl, but I do have a original Shimmy disc cassette tape of their first album Hello, and it's actually pretty rare now, and Scum Dogs of the Universe, that's probably my favorite as far as Gwar goes.
Okay,
awesome. And what about you, Daryl? What about you? Who's your favorite band and stuff, music, that sort of?
I haven't got one favorite band. I don't have sort of one genre that leaps out, but you know, anything. I like a bit of heavy metal. I was always a, you know, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
And anything from the, you know, I like the Stones, the Beatles, most sort of genres, even, you know, groups like Australian groups like Red Gum, back in the day. And, there was just a whole range of genres. I never sort of was able to sort of pick one and just say, that's the one I'm really super keen on. But, I liked my heavy metal. I sort of liked the music of sort of the before disco sort of, you know, took over the world there in the mid 70s. I liked that sort of, you know, early 70s, you know, late 60s, early 70s stuff. It had a lot of guts and bass and everything to it. So I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the 70s, like the 70s hard rock stuff, like Uriah Heep. Early Rush, Black Sabbath,
Jimi Hendrix. I love the Jimi Hendrix.
So
I'm showing my age now. So, but I mean, I enjoy that era of music. It sort of, it really did paint the era that we were, that those of us alive at the time were living in. So, I can listen to classical music. The only music I sort of I'm not that big on is country music. I'm not a big fan of country music, but Most other genres I'll take a listen to.
You know, I was never a fan of country music until I got a little older. And I appreciate the older country music. I don't care for any of the new stuff. I don't consider it country. Yeah, it's more pop than anything else. But anything like from 1983 on back, as far as like George Jones and Merle Haggard and, you know, all the classics, I really enjoy those.
Mm. I enjoy that.
Who, Jacob?
The rednecks. The ones that sing Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh.
I don't think they're country.
Yeah. So Andy, what's the future for your channel? And do you buy a lot of... how do you find Discog as well? I've been using Discog for a while. And how do you find using that service in buying vinyl?
I enjoy it. I've never had a problem with it. What I like to do, because I'm a cheapskate, is I'll go through and, you know, I'll type in an artist that I'm interested in and go through, and I'll, you know, go through the lowest price to highest price.
Yep.
And once I find a decent copy, the next thing I'll see, you know, what kind of shipping and handling that they have. And a thing that I really enjoy doing, which I don't, you know, you set your own guidelines for your shipping. So I'll go on there and buy from the guy that says $4 shipping, no matter how many you buy.
Yep.
And I'll buy like 100. So
that's all right.
So
good idea.
It's much cheaper if you're sending. Yeah. If you can buy things in bulk and get them. And individually buying an album, each whatever it is, because the shipping charges can be
right.
It's like here, like Amazon isn't in Australia just yet; it's just about to launch here. But sometimes, you know, when I look at the Amazon US site and you think, "Oh, that's really cheap," you know, blah blah. Yes, they ship to Australia. Then you click on the cart, and then you check out the actual shipping charges, and sometimes the shipping charges can be just as much as what you want to buy.
Well, what's nice about Amazon in the U.S. is if you buy, as long as you spend over $25, you can opt for free shipping.
So, yeah, I know. Hopefully that'll come with Amazon in Australia within the next, I think, probably 12 or 18 months. They're already, you know, building their distribution centers here. So hopefully, I mean, we'll get the full range of Amazon. Yeah. Goodness, shortly, but yes, you sort of look at a price and you think, oh, that's great, and then you go to check out the what it's going to cost to ship it, and it doesn't look quite as attractive then.
Yeah.
So do you get into much jazz stuff, Andy?
Well, just recently, I've gotten into jazz, and it's strictly because of there's a chain of stores here called Goodwills.
Yep.
Where people just drop off items and, you know, they tag them and resell them. And generally at a Goodwill store, you can pick up vinyl for 50 cents to a dollar, depending on the location. And a lot of what they get is stuff that either people has dropped off because maybe a relative's passed away and they don't have a need for records, so they'll drop them off. And as of late, the particular Goodwill that I enjoy going to, they've been getting quite a few jazz records, and a lot of them are promo copies, and they look like they've never been played. So I don't know if maybe they came from like a radio station or what, but yeah, I've been picking up quite a few as of late and really digging some jazz.
That's good, man. Good on you. Who's your favorite jazz sort of artist? Do you know at all? Any?
Oh,
John Coltrane.
You're going to make me look through records. I don't know that I have a favorite. There's someone, let me see here. John Michael Talbot. He's a acoustic guitarist, and he really has some amazing work. I've been listening to his album called Empty Canvas quite a bit lately.
Okay.
And it's good from beginning to end. So that's currently, I'd say, John Michael Talbot.
Awesome. And what do you want to? What's your future for your channel? Have you got any sort of plans that you want to do, or you want to just keep putting out videos for fun and stuff? And I was watching your newest video the other day about your channel and stuff, the one you made that you mentioned our podcast in.
Oh yeah, well that was kind of a rant that it was a rant that wasn't a rant, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
I've noticed lately there's a trend in the VC for people to want you to fund them so that they keep making videos, you know, through whether it be through Patreon or what have you,
yep.
GoFundMe pages or what have you. And I see a lot of the larger channels that have like, you know, 20,000-30,000 viewers that were recently upset with YouTube because of the way that they've changed the way that they pay people now. They said they've drastically cut into the amount of money that people were getting paid for these videos. So now they want you to sponsor them through Patreon. And, you know, I make these videos because I enjoy making them.
Yep.
I love talking about music. You know, it's my passion. And I don't feel like someone needs to pay me to make them. That's just me. I know there's some people out there that they're doing it for the money. You know, there's some people that do it and make so much that maybe they don't have to work for a living other than make a video or two a week and, you know, reap the rewards of whatever they get off of that. But I'm not interested in that. I do it for the love of it.
Yeah, definitely. No, I agree. I agree 100%. So you're going to keep doing the videos. What's the next video going to be about?
Well, my wife and I, a couple of months ago, I think, we've started doing on every 2 weeks on Saturday, we will do a video called The Album Exchange.
Okay.
Where she'll give me something she enjoys listening to, and I'll give her something I enjoy listening to. And for 2 weeks, we have to listen to that as often as we can when we have time. And basically write a review of that album and then rate it.
Oh,
and then at the end of our videos, we show our rating for each of the albums. I'll rate, like, well, example, one of the first ones we did was Dennis Wilson Ocean Pacific Blue album. I gave her that to listen to. And, she tells what she thinks about it. At the end, she'll hold up a scorecard. I'll hold up a scorecard at the same time. And we have not conversed before the video. So I don't know what her rating is going to be. She doesn't know what mine's going to be. And then we may bicker a bit. And then we compare, you know, why you didn't like it. Why did you like it? So it's gotten a pretty good response. So I think we're going to try to keep doing that for a while.
That's awesome, mate. So your wife's into vinyl too? Does she listen to vinyl too?
Well, she's more into like Spotify, Pandora.
Okay.
A lot of her stuff is streaming.
Okay.
So the good thing about that is, you know, she can tell me, hey, here's who I want you to listen to for the next 2 weeks. I can stream it, and if I don't like it, I never have to worry about buying it. So
True.
But if I end up liking it, you know, I may pick it up on vinyl or CD or some type of medium that I can, you know, take with me when I go places. So
that's awesome, man. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Daryl, any last questions before we wrap the podcast up?
When you're not, you know, doing videos and listening to music, what other hobbies do you have that are associated with music?
I have so many. But I also have a 2-year-old child.
Oh, well, that's a hobby in itself.
A lot of my hobbies are put on hold. So yes. I'm huge into role-playing games, Dungeons and Dragons, things of that nature.
Yep.
Miniature war games such as Warhammer and things of that nature.
Yep.
Magic the Gathering. And also I draw comic books. So.
Oh, nice!
I do, yeah. I do conventions and sell comic books and things of that nature.
So with your videos, what sort of gear do you use to record your YouTube videos?
Everything is through my phone, which is a Galaxy 7S Edge.
Cool. Because I've been looking at saving up for a camera, and I'm just curious as to what people use, you know, when they're vlogging or they're YouTube videoing, or seems everything from phones right up to some of the most high end camera that gets used these days.
Yeah,
I could tell you one that you probably wouldn't afford. The company called Red.
Oh, Red cameras, yeah, they're multi thousands of dollars. They do 8K video and all that sort of stuff. So, yes, now I'm just curious because there's such a range of stuff out there for, you know, recording video and still shots and people vlogging, and I was just curious as to but yeah, phones are great too. I mean, the phone quality now, video and phone quality now is, whether it's an iPhone or the Android powered phones, are great.
Yeah, I really like mine because, you know, I can shoot the video, I can edit it, and I can do, you know, add whatever I need to add, and it works just great for me. So,
cool,
that's awesome. And one last thing, Andy, do you have any favorite VC channels, like Community Vinyl channels on YouTube?
That's putting me on the spot because if I start naming them, I'm going to leave somebody off, and they'll get upset with me.
That's cool.
A lot of the channels that I enjoy that I originally enjoyed, a lot of them don't make as many videos as they used to, like Helmet Diggy, as I mentioned, Deadwack 66. Some of the channels from the past few months or whatever, I guess, Farley's Retro Fan Cave. I know you've had him on your show before.
Yes, we have. Yep.
Me and him are pretty good friends. Through the vinyl community, Billy Hurst, Backwoods Metal. There's Blackmore Rules, of course.
No, Craig Moore.
Oh sure,
Craig Vinyl.
I think he stopped doing videos. I'm not sure why he stopped doing videos. Well, that Craig Vinyl, you know Craig Vinyl.
Oh yeah, yeah. But like you said, I don't think I've seen anything from him in a little bit.
No, I haven't either. That's just weird. I don't know.
Sometimes people's, you know, lives change and they can't always keep up with the once a week or however often, and so they've got to take a step back or whatever. I think it's an art. It's like podcasting. Right. You know, some people start off in a flash with podcasting and do 5 or 10 episodes, fantastic, and then they just drop off. It's the ones that, you know, the good ones were the ones that last.
Yeah,
exactly.
I've noticed a lot of new channels have been popping up lately that are really good. The Rock Scout, I believe he's in Australia.
Okay.
Vinyl Boy Trigger, he's in Australia.
Yep. We've had him on the podcast.
Shamrockin' Records, he's out of I believe he's out of either Connecticut or Massachusetts. He's a really cool guy. There's a lot of good stuff out there right now, you know. Oh, and also Tales from the Crate. He's really good. I enjoy his videos. He's a former record store owner, and he likes to, you know, tell stories about, you know, what he's done in the past. Things that have went on in his record store, and he's got a collection that's just phenomenal.
All right, that is awesome, Andy. And your channel's name is called Andy's Vinyl Den. Where did you get the name for that?
Excuse me?
The name. Where did you come up with the name Andy's Vinyl Den?
Well, my house has a huge den, and it's all hardwood, and the house that I live in was built in the 70s, and it's very Brady Bunch looking. But there's a huge den that has a like built-in liquor cabinet and a large area where records would go. So whoever had the house built was a record collector to begin with. So I've just kind of come in, filled the shelves up, and it's my record den.
That's
awesome.
My
little haven that I like to chill out in and listen to music.
And how many records do you have?
I don't know. My wife would say too many.
Yeah.
I'd say close to around 4,000 maybe.
Jeez, that's a lot.
And probably around 600 or 700 CDs.
God.
Yeah. And don't get me started on cassette tapes. I've about 2 years ago, I started getting rid of cassette tapes, and I've sold hundreds of cassette tapes, and now there's like a big draw for people to start collecting cassette tapes.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know they're producing new cassette tapes, which kind of blows my mind because I thought that was going to be like a dinosaur before much longer, but apparently it's making a comeback as well.
Yeah. Now a lot of new bands are putting their new albums on cassettes as well. That's unbelievable how cassettes are coming back. It's just crazy.
Right.
I can understand CDs because I think CDs are still a good, but you know, my history of cassettes is, they don't last a long time. And you know, if you like your popular, you know, if you've got one that's popular, unless you make an extra recording of it and store your original away, they end up getting wound around the spools eventually because they just wear out. And so I'm actually really amazed that tapes have, I can imagine CDs coming and being popular again, but I just tapes sort of, I just think, God, well, I had so many issues with tapes in the day.
Well, you know, there's I don't want to call it a trend. There's a surge right now for blank cassette tapes, like the high quality ones from like back in the 90s, like the TDK or the Memorex.
TDK, yeah, I used to have a heap of TDK blankies.
Right. Yep. Yeah, if you try to look for those now on like still sealed, they're ridiculously priced on like eBay and other places to track those things down.
Jeez.
So
yeah, I mean it used to be, you know, you'd buy your, you know, if you bought a cassette in, you know, back in the day when cassettes were king, and it was a one that you thought, I'm going to play this a lot. The next thing you do would be you'd buy a TDK blankie, and then you'd record onto the blankie, and then you just keep playing the blankie until it wore out, and then you just do the same again. And so you keep that was a way to keep your original tape in good condition, because otherwise, yeah, you would play it once too often, and you'd end up wrapped around the spool or get hooked up somewhere and break, and you'd be shedding tears of blood after that.
And the nostalgia for mixtapes, you know, that was when I was in high school, that was a big thing, making mixtapes for people, you know.
Yes. And even, I mean, the quality was shocking, but even, you know, you'd have the radio going and you'd have your cassette deck sitting next to the radio speaker and you'd be recording off that. I mean, recording was god awful. That's why the recording industry didn't care, because the recording quality was crap. But yeah, and you're right, you'd mix them up and you'd put recording, you'd swap them at school or you'd hand them out at school. Right. And say, hey, have you heard this one? It was on the radio the other day. And I'm sounding like, you know, I'll be going back to Edison machines the way I'm talking at the moment. But
yeah. All right, awesome. So where can I get hold of you, Andy, if they have any more questions for you?
Well, I'm on Facebook as Andy Borders.
Yep.
Or you can I also have a Facebook page for a comic book that I'm working on, which is vinyl related. Okay. And it's called Tales from the Dead Wax.
Nice.
It's a collection. What it's going to be, I had a contest here a while back. You know, like I said, I do comics. So I had the idea that, you know, there's a lot of great stories that people share on the vinyl community. What if I could put these stories in a comic book, you know, similar to something that Harvey Pekar did American Splendor did, you know, back in the late 70s, early 80s. And I did a contest where, you know, tell me a story that you would like to see in print. And I got a lot of entrance in that. And so what I did was I picked 10, the 10 that I thought were the best. And then I let YouTubers vote for the top 5 that they enjoyed. And those were the 5 that would go in the book.
Nice.
So I'm currently in the process of getting the book together. Two stories are done in the can. I'm working on the third now, and hopefully the comic will be out around January.
Sweet. Oh, well, I'll be buying one for sure. How much are they? How much would they be? Can you ship to one to Australia? Well,
I don't know yet. We'll have what it depends on the printing cost and everything else. The average comic book here in the United States is between $4 and $5.
Okay. Too easy.
And these are going to be a little different because I thought it would be a cool idea. They're not going to be comic book size. They're going to be the size of a 7-inch, of a 45.
Oh, okay.
And yep. they will ship in a 45 sleeve.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome.
The cover will resemble a 45 album. So,
I'm so buying one. That'd be awesome.
Yep.
That'd be awesome, man. You can sign it for me.
I'm constantly, you know, putting updates or photos or whatever on the Tales from the Dead Wax.
Okay.
Facebook page and you know, showing my progression as far as what's being done and everything. So whenever it's in the can and ready for sale, you know, you'll be able to get that awesome information off that
page. We'll be buying one for sure. Can you put the link to your Facebook page, Andy, in Skype if you can, if possible, or can I get it off Facebook somewhere?
Oh yeah, it's on Facebook. It's a Facebook page, and it's called Tales from the Dead Wax.
Tales from the Dead Wax. All right, awesome. Are you on Twitter at all, Andy, or Instagram, or
what's that?
Are you on Twitter or Instagram at all?
No. Well, I have Instagram, but I really don't use it. My main medium is Facebook. Aside from that, it would be YouTube. You know, to message me or what have you on there.
Awesome, mate. You're a legend. Thanks for being on. Appreciate your time, Andy, for being on. And
hey, it was a pleasure.
You're a legend, mate. And you're using your phone. It sounds great.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Osden at Tech Webcast. What about you, Daryl?
Then get me on the Twitters at LearnScape and at Google Plus on Plus Daryl Hunt. And I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn and anywhere there's a social media platform. I think I've got an account somewhere, even MySpace in the old days. I don't know. I don't use half of them anymore, but I mean, I still probably have an account for them because I'm like a bowerbird. I just created accounts, you know, so yes, there I am. Yes.
And also shout out to this co-host on Tech Webcast, Daryl Jacob Jones. His birthday is on Thursday. So happy birthday to you, Jacob.
Happy birthday, Jacob, for Thursday. So that'll be
Thursday for you, but Wednesday for me.
Wednesday for you. Okay, well, whatever days, that's all right. How old will you be, mate? How old will you
What's
be?
What's up,
man? How old will you be?
32,
mate.
Oh, sweet.
And also happy birthday to Jacob's mum too, Betty. It's Betty's birthday today, I think, isn't it, Jacob? Tomorrow, maybe not.
Tomorrow.
Happy birthday to Betty for tomorrow.
Yes, happy to Betty for
tomorrow. You mentioned Tom Petty earlier. Today's his birthday.
Oh, nice. So, how old will he be? 67?
I'm not sure. It's also Glenn Tipton of Judas Priest's birthday. He's 70.
Wow.
Yeah, it gets a bit scary when you sort of think of people like that and you couldn't imagine they're like 70.
That's unbelievable.
Right.
It's all the Rolling Stones, you know, they're all sort of.
Yeah. All right, Jacob, where can I get hold of you on social network, mate? Networking.
Just JazzBot 32669.
1Z.
I don't like using that part anymore.
Oh, you don't? Why?
I just like saying it as is.
Okay. Okay, so Andy and Jacob, do you want to wrap the podcast up and I'll play the outro? That's where you two can talk to each other.
Does Daryl want to say anything?
Oh no, I'm quite happy to sit back and let you guys.
Yeah. And shout out to Grandma's handbag as well, Dean from Australia, Grandma's handbag. That dude's a legend.
Oh yeah, I sub him. Yeah, I sub him. He's a really cool guy.
He's a legend. I buy CDs off him all the time. He always gives me an extra CD in the package. He gave me a John, what was it? John Coltrane CD. Love it. Love it. That guy's a legend. Jacob, what do you want to say at the end?
Nothing really, mate.
Andy, what do you want to say at the end of the podcast? Go ahead, you can say whatever you want.
It was my pleasure to be a part of this. I was really excited when you invited me to be on the show,
yes.
And I would happily do it again sometime.
Please do. We should do a vinyl.
Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, we'll do. We should do a vinyl episode. We should get you and David Michaels, who asked Jacob, Matt Hayes, and
me.
You and Daryl, and who else do you reckon should get on? Who else? Any other people?
Don't forget Kevin Carpenter.
Oh, Kevin Carpenter. Yeah. Have you seen Kevin Carpenter's videos?
A Vine round table.
Yeah. Have you seen Kevin? Have you seen Kevin Carpenter's videos, Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Still spinning.
Yeah, still spinning. Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, Daryl, you can wrap the podcast up now.
Oh well, that's been another episode of Tech Webcast. We've now taken the needle off the record and we put the record back in the sleeve. So we'll see you all next weekend.
And Jacob broken in half with his head.
Hey.
Thank you for listening to Tech Webcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. We'll catch you next time. Cheers.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10.
Tech Webcast.
9.
Tech Webcast.
8.
Tech Webcast.
7.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
6.
Tech Webcast.
5. Zero. Ignition.
Tech Webcast.
Lift off.
Tech Webcast.
A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.